And I'm happy now to welcome back Robert Knott. He is not only a playwright, actor, co-director, but he is our man about town, and he's the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And he's with us here, and he's an educational reporter for the New Mexican, and he's with us here speaking of the arts.
Thanks. I'm on the tail end of my 2-week vacation, and that was a really smart interview with him. He's a terrific job.
He's a wonderful, wonderful author, David Robleski, the story of Edgar Sawtelle, which is tonight at 6 o'clock at the Collected Works bookstore. Yeah, there's a lot of second-rate fiction out there, but this is superb fiction.
I could tell from the way it's been getting great press. It's one of those Oprah picks, which always helps. And tying in with that, oddly enough, this weekend is the Barkin Ball.
I'm going.
I bet you are. 5:30 Saturday at the Santa Fe Convention Center. They generally sell out. You can get some tickets by calling 983-4309.
They may be sold out, but you should definitely
try it. I was there last year. And also, Friday to Sunday this weekend is a Cats collaboration for kitty people.
Aww.
Tonight, for example, at 6 o'clock at Pronzo, David Geist is going to perform music from Cats.
Nice.
Midnight, not a sound in the city. The restaurant's also going to have a raffle of a copy of Judy Chicago's Kitty City, a feline book of ours. And then from 1 to noon to 4 on Saturday at the Children's at the Santa Fe Children's Museum, they're going to have a fall harvest festival and Felines and Friends, which helps cats get adopted. They're going to have a cat adoption booth there. And then finally, from 1:30 to 3:30 on Sunday at Collected Works, local celebs and politicos, including, I understand, Mayor David Koss, are going to read from children's books, and there's going to be refreshments, face painting, everything to do with kitties, benefits, felines, and friends.
Nice!
So a good kitty and puppy dog weekend.
Yes, indeed. That's awesome.
Oh. The cover story of Pasatiempo today is the Laramie Project 10 years later.
Yes, we did an interview on that earlier, that aired earlier this week. And that should be, I'm hoping to go to that too. That's should be a wonderful project.
6 p.m. Monday at the Lenzik, 988-1234.
It's a work in progress.
Correct.
Work in process, as they call it. And so,
taking a look 10 years later at the events surrounding the death of Matthew Shepard and the original piece, The Laramie Project, which has, you know, been performed all over, turned into an HBO movie.
Yeah.
But the script has been sort of kept from the press because they want to keep it secret. So I'm not really
sure. Well, the script has been kept from the press partly because they're still working on it, and they will continue to work on it after the performance, and audience feedback will play a role. They're doing it all over the country on the 11th anniversary of the death of Matthew Shepard, who was killed because he was a young gay man in Laramie, Wyoming, and brought infamy to the city. And the first play, which I saw at the Greer Garson Theater a few years ago,
correct,
was a very, very sensitive and interesting play, because what they did was they took, they recorded the words of a lot of people in the town of Laramie, the police officer and certain religious people and ordinary people and friends of Matt and the bartender and so on. And then they used their exact words as the dialogue of the play, or as the sort of, they're more like a series of monologues in the play.
Right, and it's got a great cast of local actors, including Bob Motton, Scott Harrison, Dan Garrity, KSFR's wonderful voice. 6 o'clock Monday. I don't really know too much more about it.
Yes, 6 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
don't show up at 8.
You were kind enough to let me plug a show I'm doing at Warehouse, and oddly enough, it ties in with a story that Paul Weideman wrote in today's PASA, which ties in with a lecture by Russell K. Skowronik, S-K-O-W-R-O-N-E-K, 6:30 Thursday.
Who I'm having on the air next week as well.
At the New Mexico History Museum, and it's all about pirates. R. It's supposed to be R, not arg, but we always add the G-H. What did people think about pirates? What did pirates really do? What sort of antics were they involved with? Well, you should see the lecture. X marks the spot, or does it? You're going to have fun with this. Fact and fiction in the study of piracy. Thursday, 6:30, New Mexico History Museum. It's not too much to get in. School for Advanced Research is hosting it. Call them at 954-7023. And Paul did a really nice story today. Did you grow up liking pirates?
What did the pirate study in college?
What did the pirate study in college? I don't know.
Archaeology.
And I do these jokes and I get lambasted. She doesn't know, so she's got a fan club called Archaeology.
What kind of socks does the pirate wear? Argyle.
This is amazing. I got a play over there at Warehouse about the Pirates, and she's doing all the shtick here, and she gives me the grief about antics.
you can make up a lot of jokes like that, even without going to the AR part of the dictionary.
Which continent do the Pirates like best?
I don't know.
The Arctic.
That's not a continent.
It's not?
No, it's a bunch of ice, which is quickly becoming a bunch of water.
Oh, so my joke's no good. That's
great. You could say Antarctica.
Antarctica? I haven't even met Uncle Arctica. What are you talking about an ant for?
Okay.
That was my joke. That's what happens when you come out on your vacation, ladies and gentlemen. 2 weeks off, I got a beard, I've been sleeping in, taking naps, and I got to come out and be fresh.
I got a note from a high school student that said today that there is a rally that starts at 12:30 at the downtown train station. There, all sorts of students and teachers are doing a rally to protest the proposed cuts to the public school budgets here in New Mexico. I know the state of New Mexico is short of funds, and all sorts of people are. Somebody's going to be cut, and so. Friday, there is a meeting. They're going to walk to the Capitol building with signs and chanting, and a lot of people from the school will be there, from various schools, and students and teachers and so on will be there.
I know. Here I am on my vacation, and the story's breaking, so.
Yep.
Good movie, Zombieland.
Really?
Fun. Woody Harrelson is just a fun B movie. It's not depressing or great. It's got great comedy, humor, a couple of thrills. 80 minutes long. I went to Regal Stadium 14 yesterday after napping in and getting a late breakfast and having an early beer and saw it. It was just a fun, terrific movie, goofy. If you want more pressing things, you can consider the New Mexico Museum of Art's exhibit, Man-Made, Notions of Landscape from the Lannan Collection. Opening reception tonight, 5:30, free, at the New Mexico Museum of Art, which, in case you don't know, is at 107 West Palace Avenue. The show runs into January 2010, and you can take a look at Paul Wideman's excellent story in today's Pasatiempo, suggesting that some landscapes can be caught in an explosive manner on photo when you set dynamite off. Meanwhile, Scout's Honor is based on the childhood work of a pair of Native artists, Michael Belmore and Frank Shibageget. Pardon me, Shibageget. I'm terrible with names. Reception 5 to 7 tonight. Museum of Contemporary Native Arts at 108 Cathedral Place downtown. Buy museum admission. There's going to be a lecture this morning at 10:30 out at the Institute of American Indian Arts at 83 Avenue Poe Road. No charge. Here's a phone number. 983-8900. See Doug Fairfield's story in today's Pasatiempo.
So there is an oil painting demonstration that Sunday, October 11th. It's at the Sunday Community Fair at the Farmer's Market. It says Farmer's Market on here. And it's from 11 to 3 in the afternoon. It's a demonstration of oil painting that travels through several canvases. Each painting focuses on the artist's core interest and elimination of the non-essentials. For more information, 670-6544.
Now, what do you know about the March 4th marching band?
Nothing.
Well, it's not March 4th.
No, but March 4th is both a date and a sentence.
I'm not. I've had a couple weeks off. I'm just not there this morning.
Sorry. Never mind.
You're zinging me left and right. I had to think about that for 22 seconds. That is. March 4th marching band plays Santa Fe Brewing Company at 37 Fireplace at 6:30 Tuesday. They have outfits, and they do trombones, and they have stilt walkers, and they do salsa, which I know you like.
Yay.
You got to pay to get in. Call the Lenzik. And Vertigo Venus, an Albuquerque group, high-energy group. They're going to bring what Rob DeWall calls post-punk, glam rock, death metal, electronica.
Good heavens.
I know.
That's amazing.
To Santa Fe tonight at Meow Wolf, 1800 2nd Street.
Meow.
7 o'clock. There is a slight cover charge.
All right, then.
And what time is it?
8:53. We were cut short because I put an extra interview in today. Sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry.
But the American Guild of Organists, Albuquerque Chapter Subdean Jane Smith will give a recital on Sunday, October 11th at 4 o'clock at the Shrine of St. Bernadette Catholic Church at 11401 Indian School Road in Northeast in Albuquerque. Free admission. It's part of the 50th anniversary celebration, and Jane will play Bach, Mendelssohn, Franck, and Vierne.
Nice. Theater Grotesco's Richest Dead Men Alive continues down at the Armory for the Arts, 8
Yay.
O'clock tonight, and Saturday, I think a 6 o'clock Sunday show.
That's a fun show. Talk about Commedia dell'arte.
Correct. They also do a lot of their work based on the Commedia dell'arte customs. And there's a contra dance Saturday night, 7:30, Oddfellows Hall. It hasn't been a contra dance in a long time. Beginner classes at 7, live music and calls by Chris Jensen at 7:30. You got to pay to get in. Now, what do you know about the Dykes of Hazzard?
I don't know anything.
I don't know much either, but they're going to be performing at 7 o'clock at Sunday at Back Road Pizza on 2nd Street.
Excellent.
It's a comedy show. And then the Edwards twins are up at the Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino. They perform impersonations of people. Remember when
of
we were
you? Or no, of famous people?
Of famous people. Of me. It's 2 o'clock on Sunday, matinee up there at Buffalo Thunder. Remember that show in the 70s where, like, Rich Little and people would do impersonations of famous people?
Sort of.
Of course, you were just a baby at the time.
Yeah, right.
I know your things. Hey. Michael Martin Murphy, 7:30 Wednesday, Santa Fe Brewing Company. Yeah, go ahead.
Monday, October 12th at 1:30, author Janet Smith Warfield has written a book called Shift, Change Your Words, Change Your World. She is a poet, attorney, mediator, mother, and grandmother, and she is exploring the power of words to shape experience in the world. And that is, where is it at?
I don't know.
Oh, Collected Works Bookstore.
Nice. Speaking of books, the 11th annual celebration of the book is Thursday night. Pardon
nice.
Me, Thursday afternoon, 10 to 4. Santa
Excellent.
Fe Public Library, the Southside Branch, Jaguar. It's free, 10 to 4, Thursday. And I want to mention the New Mexico Poetry Review at Collected Works, 6 o'clock Thursday. Also, The Lion and the Winner opens next Thursday at the Santa Fe Playhouse with a Pay What You Wish. That's James Goldman's drama, a great movie from the late 60s. Suzanne Lederer directs. I think we're going to have a preview story in next week's Pasa Tiempo. And I'll plug once again, and I thank you for letting me plug my piece I wrote with Matt Sanford, Dead Man's Jest
Dead
at
Man's
Warehouse 21.
Jest.
Pay What You Wish on Sunday. The Pasa Tiempo calendar inexplicably says it's Pay What You Wish all weekend. It's not, but it ain't too expensive, believe me. 989-4423.
And Sharon Creighton will be doing a cooking demonstration at the Farmer's Market on Tuesday, the 13th of October. She has a cookbook called One Taste, Vegetarian Home Cooking from Around the World. And it's the book is kind of a diary of travels into the kitchens and the houses, the homes of people around the world, and it has a Buddhist spirit, and so all of that is on October 13th. It doesn't, that's Tuesday, it doesn't say what time, but
remind,
you can...
Yeah, let's always, I feel like we preach to the choir, but get all that info in the press releases. Also, I opened one this morning. It was an attachment I couldn't open. You and I often talk about put those press releases
just
in the body
use,
of the email.
Don't send us attachments.
Yeah, put it in the body of
put
the
it
email.
Put it in the body of the email.
Never know.
It's a lot easier to read. Because it's just more work for the people who get, you know, 200 emails a day.
It is.
To be continually opening attachments and not be able to sometimes open them, or they open slowly. Sometimes people send you things that are beautiful images, but they're so big that it takes forever to open them, at least on my not brand new computer.
Cut and paste it into the body of the email. So that's it. A lot of stuff happening. Pick up the Pasa Tiempo, take a look. There's a ton of stuff. The Laramie Project, the Bark and Ball, openings at the museums, discussion about pirates. Arg! The Arctic. Turns out the Arctic's not a continent. It figures.
The Arctic is not a continent. How can you say it's...
Well, it's a sea, right? So I can have a joke about the Arctic Sea.
Yes, you can.
Good. Well, that's why they only go to six seas. They skip the Arctic.
And don't forget our wonderful local movie theaters, including the Cinematheque at the CCA.
And the Screen.
Including the Screen.
Which
oh, my.
Has Bright Star running.
Yeah, that's the Keats movie.
That's right.
I've heard some good things about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Jonathan Richards gave it a pretty good review in today's Pasa. It opens today. I haven't seen it either.
Is American Casino gone?
It's at DeVargas. It got a not too good review from our reviewer.
Oh, I think it's fabulous.
Well, you do, eh?
American Casino?
Yeah.
It's a documentary about the financial crisis. I thought it was really good. It helped me understand it. It's not easy stuff to understand, and to make a documentary about it that doesn't put you to sleep and that actually...
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the Michael Moore movie. You're talking about
American Casino. Capitalism, a Love Story.
Yeah. Sorry, American Casino. I don't know that that's still at the screen, actually.
Yeah, the DVD is coming out soon. People can probably find a way to rent it. But anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott is with us every Friday, speaking of the arts.
I had a week off last week, and I took this week off.
Wonderful.
I've been sleeping.
Sleeping is good.
How's my beard look?
It looks scruffy.
Oh, I like the way you said that.
We're streaming live on the web at KSFR. My email address, should you want to write, is radiocafe@ksfr.org. The podcasting site where this show and every show are posted and where you can listen to them anytime, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, is santafe.radiocafe.org. And do you do Facebook?
No, should I?
I don't know. I think that's a personal choice. Who knows if they're collecting all the information? Somebody is collecting all that information. But anyway, I'm at facebook.com/radiocafe. I want to thank Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. And stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta. And thanks to you, Robert, and to everybody who helped during our KSFR pledge drive, including all the listeners who donated. And we will see you next week. Have a wonderful week. And be happy.
I'm gonna.
Wear your seatbelt. Have a great play.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to look up the Arctic before I come on next week, and I'll do some facts.
Yeah, we'll do some more Argyle.
Are penguins from the Arctic?
Hasta la vista.
Yeah, but I...
Antarctic. Ciao.